Hello, my cows! Those who follow the rear end of the person in front of them. I was interested to see an article, I forget who was talking about, Paris Hilton, for instance, and why on earth she's popular. And you know, she's popular because she's richer than snot. She's blonde. She's 3 inches around. And she is the picture of what every girl wants to be. Rich, gorgeous. Well, I don't find her gorgeous. A lot of people do. Rich, beautiful, and able to do whatever she wants. And that's really become the big thing. This is Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith. I'm Jane Emerald, and don't just do what Paris Hilton does. She's going to destroy everybody. Why? Because it's a twit. The major gosh darn freaking stupid twit. Well, we don't want you to be like that. Alright. We're getting to another exciting portion of Godsend, honestly. I'm sorry. Having trouble. I'm still trying to get over an illness. And, you know, I started to ignore it, therefore it just kind of wanders on and on and on. Anyway. The thing that we're really concerned about here is about the whole circumstance that kind of goes on around the Queen. Okay? The Queen's in a desperate circumstance. She can actually feel herself kind of dying. She doesn't have a clue that she's being poisoned. She's being destroyed by Corin, who hopes that all of this stuff will help her rise in status even more than she is, especially once the person she's really loyal to is made Queen. Well, all this stuff is happening. What happens is, all of a sudden, on the mainland, there is this invasion. For some reason, Waykeep has been breached. It's been destroyed. And, of course, this is horrible for Innes. Innes still continues to do his gladiator stuff. He still continues to play his role as a gladiator. His wife is his lady, although she's no such thing. She's his wife, and it's very much kind of the traditional type of thing here where men lead. She's just playing the part so that he can continue to do what he does and still at least somewhat be in the culture. It's been working because Tessrine is under Melisenda, and Melisenda doesn't do anything to her. She helps her keep up the charade of smut. It's becoming more difficult now, though, as Melisenda is fading. And pretty soon, she's not going to have a house. She's not going to be a matron. And these people are going to be split up and put out to other ladies. That's not going to work for Tessrine, because then she'll be expected to behave more like a lady. And that's not going to work. Anyway, this whole gladiator thing comes up, it becomes this big thing. Now, Innes himself has had lots of success among the very, very poor, among just the dregs, you know. Women who are so stomped down, who don't like the convocation at all because it's never profited them. And they're really humble, and they are willing to come to God. Of course, the men they're associated with in the same way. And they respect Innes because of his power and the fact that he doesn't count on women very much. So they've had a lot of success in the lower things. Everything's got to be kept so secret, though. Everybody knows that you don't you wouldn't want to do this in front of the convocation. So he's had success down there. Castrina, on the other hand, has had success among the her sisters under Melisenda, bringing them along and making all these things happen. Well, the opportunity comes. This invasion happens, and everybody's worried. The queen's worried, too. There really isn't an army, per se. There's a couple of households that deal in security, just taking care of things, but most every house, they just assign a couple of men, and they're in charge of just taking care of the house. You know, there isn't a standing army at all among the allies. They've never needed one. Why would you need one? Nobody ever invades. The place is protected. It's blessed. That's why women can get away with what they get away with here. Kind of taking advantage of God's good grace. So anyway, this invading army comes. It's a big one. Big guys. Nasty. And they're coming. And they're coming to take over the land. The land on the east side of the mountains is it's brown, it's barren. It's hard to grow things there. They come over to the west side, and oh my gosh, beautiful here. You know, I hate people I have to pass, and then they insist on playing this little mind game with you, Texans. Sorry, if you're from Texas, I get really upset, Texans, because they all drive the same. They all force me to break the speed limit because they can't keep their... They can't stay in their places. It's really kind of upsetting. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay. This thing comes up. Dennis, the gladiator, takes it upon himself to start raising an army. Of course, the queen doesn't have a problem with this because she's scared to death. These guys are going to sweep in and just destroy them. These guys can't be coerced by the ways of the convocation. They can't suck in that many guys and make them their slaves. They have to be born that way. They have to be raised from minute one to be subservient to women. You can't just take a man that's not that way and turn it into that way. It doesn't work very well. So there's this great, you know, she's scared to death. So are the rest of the women. But nobody has a problem with Dennis the Gladiator pulling together this army. So he chooses out his people. They all happen to be converts to God. In fact, all of them are invited to go. People are asked to come. And they all go. Westland, Davor, even Lan goes at the insistence of Michiana. Michiana's been trying to get Lan's been going to the secret meetings of these god people. You know, he's been telling the queen all about it because he's the queen's stooge. And she doesn't know what to do except I want to know what they're up to. I want to know what's going on. Just keep me informed about these things. So he's been going to these meetings. Miss Sienna wants him to, and she likes him to go because she's hoping he's going to get converted. Also because she's really worried. She's worried that when her mother dies, everything will fall apart. And she won't have anything to do. There's always been talk of this place called Waykeep, especially since Ennis has been there, because that's where he's from. But now that there's been this invasion of the army, that creates a whole problem. Obviously, Waykeep has been destroyed. And all those people have gone or dead. And there's no place they think that she thinks she can go. If all of a sudden her mother dies, her last protection for her status, and if somebody discovers that she's a follower of God, that they're going to take advantage of that and have her destroyed. She doesn't want to be destroyed. So she's trying to hedge her bets here. she wants to, she knows Landstar, she knows as well as her mother does. And maybe if all else fails, that's what she'll ultimately do. She'll bring Lan as her consort, and he'll help her keep control of all this. That's the only answer she sees to be able to keep things together. And she hopes that once she does that, she can keep the secret, people of God protected, so that they can eventually get to be enough of a majority of the people that they can come out of the closet. Well, all these people, Nishiana doesn't go because she doesn't want to create problems. Melisandre can't go because she's so ill. But a good number of ladies, certainly not a lot, and many, many lesser women and men go off to fight this bunch. Now, this is a really interesting battle. There doesn't end up being anybody killed on the side of the people who, the people of God who go with Ennis. Nobody, I guess it's rumored that they're the people of God, but nobody can really pin them down on it enough to say that that's really what they are. You can tell that they're acting a little differently, at least in private. You can see those snifters of things behaving differently among these people. So, they go, and it's a total rout. The reason why is because God has put this invading army to sleep. He's actually there to try to grab all these people and get them to come out. They actually transfer all these people to the mainland. They want to have a fight there. They don't want to have a fight at first home guy. They could destroy things. They could destroy the delicate, warm, fuzzy, huggy, kissy balance that works on first home. Much easier to take care of them while they're over there. So they go and they're totally destroyed. God actually causes a great sleep to come on everybody. And the invading army comes with javelins and just kills them all in their sleep. Nobody even dies. It's not even difficult. But that's how it's done. Well, and the whole lead up to this with Ennis and these people is the preparations that they make to get ready. And the biggest part of it is kind of calling these people who kind of believe in God but aren't really ready to do what it takes. So it's really easy with this battle that's coming. It kind of frightens a lot of people. If you really don't want to fight, just go home. We'll take care of it. And so they get down to this core group. Davor and Westland, and strangely enough, Lan, end up being in this core group, along with other people. And and they go and they do this thing. Now, once it's over, God tells Ennis that these are the people that will resettle Waykeep. These will be the new people who live in Waykeep. And there's ladies, it's mostly common women. There may only be a lady or two that get to this point, because let me tell you, the convocations is a rough thing to walk away from. Anyway, messages get sent, everything's fine, they go back to Queen. Nishiana calls back Lan and Davor. Because things are looking bad. She also calls back Westland, but it's a little more private. The Queen is dying. It was just suspected before, now it's pretty clear. Melisandre, she's right on the edge. She's almost delirious. She's fallen into some problems. So, of course, Davor, and of course, Lannister coming back. That's how Lannister's going to do it. Lannister never believed in this crap anyway. He just made it look good. He was going to do all that stuff, but he was never intending on doing anything. He didn't know what the ultimate thing was. The ultimate thing God wanted to do was nobody did. So Ennis takes this group of people to back to Waykeep with him, along with Tisri and everybody else. His mission is over. Now it's time to rebuild Waykeep. It's a hard parting for Weslin, because Weslin really wants to go to Waykeep. He wants to be with Ennis. He wants to be like Ennis. And Ennis loves him like a son. And ultimately it just ends up being that it's not going to happen. He's too torn. He wants to be with Mishiana, who he loves. And Ennis says, well, he prays about it, and he says, well, it's your decision to make. God offers you the chance to go to Waykeep, or you can stay behind. It's up to you. And he ultimately decides not to go. And he's not sure. I don't think he's very sure for the rest of his life if that was a good decision or not. Ultimately, it is. Ultimately, Anna says, no, you have to go back. God wants you to go back. That's right. That's the way it has to be. So, it's done. They all go back. They make it just in time before Melisandre dies. Melisandre, in one of her few fits of lucidity, tells Davor that he needs to get out of there. He needs to get away from there and that the experiments they tried in getting the people of Aulad to follow God's over, at least for now, that the tiny seed that they planted in the hearts of some of the people is just going to have to lay dormant for a while. Davor doesn't like that. Davor thinks that he can continue on and do something. But Melisandre knows that he's not a lady. He can't do that stuff. Anyway, so all that's done, and Melisandre dies. Now, Weslin finds out that Corrin killed his mother in the very last final act, which finally administers last poison. Weslin sees it. Weslin knows what's been happening. He suspected that somebody's been poisoning his mother all along. It's been the same thing with the queen. Not that he cares about the queen at all. But all of a sudden he sees it happen. He confronts Corrin and kills her. In anger, rage, justice. Now this creates a real problem. Weslin has been up until his time at least posing as a man of his mother. Number one, his mother's gone. Number two, he's done something unspeakable. He's done something for which he should be destroyed himself. He's killed not only just a lady, but a very high level lady. Unbeknownst to him, his own aunt. Well, actually, unbeknownst to him. That's what makes it that much worse. Well, you know, when you're doing these things, you change your mind. I'm really concerned. I want I want Westland to be... to be good. To be in the wrong place at the wrong time sometimes. To be a victim of some circumstance. I don't want him to do bad things. So no, he's not going to kill her. He's not going to kill her. But he is going to get set up when she is killed. But it just happens. And it's actually going to be orchestrated by... the woman who's wanting to take over from the Queen. They're wanting to get rid of Mullicent. They're wanting to get rid of Corin because Corin might use what she knows to take care of that. The most and the easiest way is to set it up so that Westland will do it. Westland's known as a hothead. You know, he kind of chomps at the bit. Everybody knows that he's not really with the program. Not really anybody's favorite person. So he's set up. And he's bound to take the fall for Corin being killed. He's going to end up dead, and everything's going to point at him. Even his father believes that he did it. And his father totally disowns him. So I want nothing to do with you. Of course, this is horrible for Westland. Everything he's ever cared about is gone. Even his father turned on him. His father goes so far. The Queen takes Davor into her bed, and he becomes the Queen's new consort. He actually falls. All these things. He actually falls somewhat from grace. Well, no, he can't do that yet. We need to get this thing in order. He can't fall from grace yet because he has to secretly marry Nishiana and Westland. Anyway, okay. The time has come. It's only a few months before Nishiana's 16th birthday. Her mother is sickly and looking as if to die. Melisinda's already died. So she knows that all the efforts they've made, all the people who have started believing in God, this is all now somewhat for naught. And everything kind of appears to be falling apart. You know, everything's always told of a deliver among the believers of God. It's been rumored about among the general populace, but there's nothing really to connect it to. There's nothing to grab onto. Everybody knows about the seer Davor because of what he's done. So when he says something, it's just there. And so Davor has let this be known generally, that there's going to be a deliverer. Anyway, so. Oops. I think our time's nearly up. I think our time is over being up. We'll come back to all this stuff in a little bit. This is Jane Emerald. You're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenlith. QUIX.US.